On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tuesday, October 21st, 4:02 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Team 980. It is a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Lanell Willingham, alongside super producer Anthony Haney. We got a full show today for you guys. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. Number to call is 301-230-0980. If you want to keep the conversation rolling with me on social media, a very, very easy thing to do. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I will say this, because I have read all of the comments, and I'm actually going to pull up our Instagram reel from yesterday that has gone quasi-viral, is how I would describe it. Hey, Mac, you would get a kick out of this. Yesterday, a part of the rant that I went on has gone a little viral. We're at 24,000 views. We're at 842 shares. We're at 156 comments, 1,173 likes. I say all that to say you all have some very passionate thoughts about whether or not the big Achilles heel with this Commanders defense is scheme-related or player-related. I enjoyed the back and forth. I didn't respond to many of those tweets, many of those Instagram comments. But I do know, based off of what I read, a lot of you all are torn about whether or not you think the Commanders' defensive issues are scheme-related or personnel-related. I think after having a little bit of time to rest on it, after having some time to be calm about it, I guess, I think we can both be right with this. I think the issues that the Commanders have defensively, there are some schematic changes that can be made, and I'll give you all the numbers on this here real quick. The Washington Commanders in week number 7 did not blitz as often as maybe they should have. But if that's your number one gripe, that's not really a scheme issue. I think this is where we got confused yesterday. The reason I go so hard in the paint about you all complaining about scheme, because the scheme of a defense is 4-3, cover 3, cover 4, coverages, things that, no disrespect to you all as fans, I'm pretty sure, even me, I don't know what they want to be schematically. I'm not a coach or a player for the Commanders. I'm not, even Logan Paulson, somebody that we'll have on the program later on here this afternoon, even he doesn't know necessarily on a down-in, down-out basis who they want to be schematically. But if there's one gripe, like I continue to say, if there's one gripe that you all have with Joe Witt that I actually agree with, I do think they should be more aggressive in terms of trying to get after opposing teams' quarterbacks. That is their best way, in my opinion, to stop people. When your secondary struggles the way that Washington's does and has over the course of the year, how do you ease that worry? How do you ease that concern? You impact the other team's quarterback, something that Washington hasn't been able to do. I told you I wanted to go to the numbers from week 7, though. This past Sunday,
in terms of blitz percentage. In week seven, the Washington Commanders blitzed at the 17th highest rate in the National Football League, meaning they were bottom half on the pressure scale in terms of blitzing. In a game in which you're going up against the Dallas Cowboys in that high-octane offense, in hindsight, I would say probably not enough. And the numbers go even further. In week number seven, first of all, shout out to Zaire Franklin and the Colts, leading the NFL with 35 pressures, right, as a team. Washington had 9 as a team in week number 7. I know these numbers probably sound totally asinine, but I didn't watch the Colts game. Anthony, I know you did, in part. They had 35 pressures? You think it credits them with 3 sacks on the evening. But 35 pressures is what NFL Pro is crediting them with?
I think he threw the ball like 48 times.
So that makes sense.
I think that does check out.
They had 35. Packers had 26. Denver had 20. Washington, in terms of total pressures as a defense in week number 7, had 9. They are one of 6 defenses that recorded single-digit pressures this past week. And when you consider how often Dak Prescott dropped back, 31 dropbacks throughout the game, only 9 pressures is ridiculous. So if you all want to holler and scream about scheme when it comes to that stuff, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. I just don't know, man. Something's got to give with this Commanders defense. We'll try to get to the bottom of it as we roll throughout the show here this afternoon. As I mentioned, Logan Paulson going to join us coming up in the 5 o'clock hour at about 5:30. We'll pick his brain about what he is seeing with this command.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Commanders defense. We'll also talk about this Washington Commanders offense, a group that I would say the best way I can describe the Commanders offense right now, 7 weeks into the season, considering the attrition that they've dealt with, they've been good. They haven't been good enough. That's the best way that I can categorize what we have seen from Washington offensively, right? They've been good. And even statistically, right? They have been good. They're scoring the football. They're pretty efficient in the red zone. Their area in which they've struggled with, and we all know it, right, has been third down. But from a points-per-game standpoint, Washington is 9th in the National Football League in points per game, despite Terry McLaurin having no impact this year, despite Noah Brown having no impact this year, despite Jayden Daniels missing 2.5 games of football. They're still a top-10 scoring offense. In terms of yards per game, they're 13th. So this Washington offense, there are some things you can hang your hat on, right? there are some things that you can hang your hat on, right, if you're Washington offensively. But as we know, this side of the football, that side of the football for the Commanders was expected to lead this group this year, and the bottom line is they haven't done enough, point blank. But here's where I stand when it comes to the 2025 Washington Commanders. Here is where I stand when it comes to where this group sits at 7 weeks into the season. Despite all the venom that I spewed yesterday over the better part of 2 hours, despite what we saw on Sunday for 60 minutes, this group is not totally dead yet. They're not. It doesn't look good. I think everybody that watches this group on a week-in, week-out basis can tell you, hey, it's a little slow right now for us. But they're not totally dead yet. They're not. And I'm willing to give them a lifeline, I guess is the best way that I could put it, because I believe in the leadership. I believe in Dan Quinn as a head coach and a leader of men. I believe in Bobby Wagner as a long-in-the-tooth linebacker, but more importantly, a leader on the field, but more importantly, off the field. When you go through adversity like this as a football team, the best thing that you can do is self-reflect. That's the best thing that you can do, is self-reflect. Guys straight up got to look themselves in the mirror and decide, hey, which way is this thing going to go? You got 3 more games, if I'm not mistaken, before your bye week. 3 more games before the bye. Seattle, Detroit, Miami. Those next 3 weeks will define your season. But the beautiful part about this is they have all the ability to control how this actually goes. And I know what folks are going to say, and we'll talk about the injury situation top of the 5 o'clock hour. But I can't help but watch the Detroit Lions last night. Monday Night Football, nationally televised game, in front of the whole world. They got Nick Whiteside. Nick Whiteside out there as their starting corner. And their defense, not missing a beat. Their defense stymied Tampa Bay to one of their worst performances of the year. They're dealing with injuries all over the damn place. Defensive tackle in the secondary. Now, they've been relatively healthy offensively, but anyone that follows the National Football League understands the injury situation in Detroit. I go look, Sunday Night Football. The San Francisco 49ers, they're without arguably a top 7 defensive player in the sport, talking about Bosa. They're 5-2. They're figuring a way out to win. They're figuring it out. Offensively, Ricky Pearsall in and out of the lineup. Juwan Jennings in and out of the lineup. Brandon Ayuk hadn't even laced his cleats up yet. George Kittle been in and out of the lineup. Yet they find a way to win. That is what I am begging for from the 2025 Washington Commanders. I'll give it to you. You have been absolutely ravaged by injury. I give it to you. What are you going to do about it? Because guess what? No one gives a damn. You know who really doesn't give a damn? The Kansas City Chiefs. If you think Big Red and Pat Mahomes are thinking about your injury situation, feeling bad for 1 second, you're going to be in for a rude awakening come 8:15 p.m. Eastern time on Monday night. The 2025 Washington Commanders are not dead yet, but it doesn't look good. They have to look themselves in the mirror and decide which way is this season going to go. Are we going to feel sorry for ourselves because we're nicked up? Or are we going to come out of the corner swinging? Because right now your backs are against the wall. You have fell to 1-4 within the conference. And right now, if you had to inject me with truth serum, you don't look like a team that's going to make the postseason, but that can change as soon as Monday night. That can change as soon as you make that trip to Arrowhead. Because I said Sunday in Dallas was as close to a must-win as you can get. Monday night in Kansas City, another game that's not necessarily a must-win, because if you lose, guess what? You're 3-5, but your conference record stays the same. It's not hurting you from a playoff positioning standpoint, but you got to get this one Monday night in KC. You have to. And I know you're going to be without Dorrance Armstrong. I know this pass rush is lacking, but Dan Quinn said this yesterday, and he said this after the game. When you have the injury situation that Washington does. Some folks are going to look at it as a bad thing. If I'm Jacob Martin, if I'm Jazan Newton, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at this as an opportunity to go out and make a name for myself. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'm not looking forward to the offseason. I'm tightening up my chin strap. I'm smacking myself in the helmet and getting ready to go. It's go time, man. This is October. It's the regular season. All bets are off. The name of the game is win. Doesn't matter who you have. I know the deck is stacked against you. I know you may be without your starting quarterback, your franchise player on Monday night. Who the hell cares? Brock Purdy has been in and out of the lineup all year for the San Francisco 49ers, and they're 5-2, one of the best records in the NFC. How are we going to respond to the adversity? Thus far, we haven't responded at all. We've lost two in a row. Will they respond on Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs? That is the big question. Just getting rolling, though, here on a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside Anthony Haney. We'll take you up to 7 o'clock. When we come back, I want to take a look into what changes can be made from a personnel standpoint for this Washington Commanders defense. Everybody's hollering about scheme. How about we take a deep dive into the Commanders' personnel at this point, and we'll go through some changes that could be made. That's next on the Team 980.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.